Okay, so a couple of days before Pesach, I got the following text. It reads as follows. I know with Pesach everyone is crazy, but I heard something today that I need to check with you. Have you ever heard that women don't ever say Tachnun, and Tachnun is only for men? Show of hands. How many of you have ever heard that? That women don't say Tachnun? Oh, okay. So is it, yeah? You heard that?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Shaila is that a thing? It doesn't even print Tachnun. The article called Women's Siddur. My wife told me I should look at the Women's Siddur to see if there's an explanation. Okay, but a basic survey of the women in my family, my wife and daughter, reveals that seems to be true, at least in the Leibowitz house, that they don't say Tachnun. The question is, why not? Why would women not say Tachnun? Amazingly, nobody talks about this. There is one tshuva from Rabbi Falk, the Mechz Eliyahu, who says that in his tshuva, in Mechzel Eliyahu Simun Chav, lo matzasi mi shemedaber bazeh, that he makes note of the fact that nobody talks about this. So where in the world does such a practice come from that women don't say Tachnun? So let's talk a little bit about Tachnun first, and then maybe we'll have a little bit more of an idea. In the days of Chazal, Nefilas Apayim was done in a very different way than it's done now. There was mamish in Nefilas Apayim, like all the way down on the floor, face to the ground, kind of Nefilas Apayim. The Rambam writes in Parak Tes Halacha Hey, Va'achar Shiyashim Kalat Fila, Yeshe V'yipal Alpana V'yatem Ma'at, Hu V'kalat Zibur V'yishchanin V'u Nofel. That nowadays you tilt your head a little bit, and then you sit up with your head lifted up, and a little bit more, and then. So we no longer do like the Gemara says, and the Aruch HaShulchan explains why it is that we don't do like the Gemara says. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, "Va'atam she'en rashi lipo al panav." Ela im kein hu tzaddik ki Yoshua, that a person is only allowed to be a nofel al panav if he's a tzaddik like Yoshua bin Nun, based on Rashi Megillah Chav Beis Amid Aleph, Mispayer, kidei shelo yizbazeh im lo yenena tekev. Because it's going to be humiliating if you're a nofel al panav and then Hashem still doesn't answer your tefila immediately. So we don't do that. We don't go all out in the tefila in that way. So it's going to be a bizayon that you don't do a full nefilas apayim, will be a chidus mutter. And according to this reason, it makes sense that biyachidus were not as machmir about this, about not going all the way down face to the ground, because it's not going to be a bizayon because no one's going to know. So that's one thing about the history of Tachnun, about how it developed and changed. The power of Tachnun is also something that's worth noting, because notice what we just said, that it's going to be a bizayon if your tefillah is not answered immediately. That's assuming a very great power to this kind of tefillah. And in fact, the Gemara B'Metzia Dafnun Tes tells us a story about the power of Tachnun. Ema Shalom Debitu Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Eliezer's wife, Achdit Rabbi Gamliel Havai, was the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. Mehu Maisa Ve'elach Ayin Sham B'Metzia Dafnun Tes, a whole issue with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. From that point on, Loa V'Shafkele the Rabbi Eliezer, the Maple Alape. She knew that Rabbi Eliezer was hurt by Rabbi Gamliel, and therefore she would not allow her husband, Rabbi Eliezer, to do Nefila Sapayim. And she wasn't sure which day is Rosh Chodesh. Is it Friday this week? Is it Shabbos? Right? Meaning she wasn't sure if it was a Mali or a Chaser. So Ikeda Amri Asa Anya Vakaya Baba. Others say no. What distracted her was an Ani came knocking out the door. Afika Larifta. She was busy giving him food. Ashkachti Tinafal Alanpe. Bottom line is she came into the room and she saw Rabbi Eliezer Nafal Alapav doing the Nefilas Apayim. She wasn't able to stop him. So Amrele, she said, "Kum, get up! Katalt la'achi, you're killing my brother!" Adachi nafik shipurim based on Gamliel the Shachiv, and the word soon came out that Rabbi Gamliel had died. So Amrele, mina yadat, he said, "How did you know that I'd kill your brother with my tefillah?" So Amrele, she said, "Kach mekublanim beis avi abba, kol asharim ninalim chutz mishari ona'a." Now when a person is pained and they engage in full tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not close that gate. Wow, so apparently Rabbi Eliezer was specifically going to be answered at the time of Tachnun. It's an extraordinary tefillah. And it's based on this Gemara, though, that the Torah writes in Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph, in the name of Rav Natrunayagon, that in Tefillah Sapayim B'tzibur Al Pnei Machra Tefillah, Rishosi, it's not a chiyuv. How do you see from this Gemara that it's not a chiyuv? How could you stop Rabbi Eliezer from doing something that's a chiyuv? Even if you're Mrs. Eliezer, you shouldn't be able to stop Rabbi Eliezer from doing something that is an absolute chiyuv. And apparently, because it was a rishus, she was able to convince him not to do it. In fact, the Rambam in Tefila Perakei, when he talks about it, he says, Kishahu osa nefilas panim achar tefila. Kishahu osa? What do you mean? Osa, you're supposed to do? No, it's a rishus, it's not a chiyuv. And that's what the Rivash makes that diuk in the Gemara that we just mentioned. He says, Im hayu michovas hatfila chas v'sholom shayat tzadik ahu nimna mimashi yachova. There's no way that such a tzadik would refrain from that which is a chiyuv bavor ishto because his wife said so. V'avli shakavana sham shayisa lokach soso bedvarim, even though it means that she would cajole him and convince him, achay rab lezer shokhech milipal upon him and talk to him and distract him until he'd forget. But if it was a chiyuv, he shouldn't be distractible from a chiyuv. If it's something that's a chiyuv, says the Rivash, then no matter how distracted you are, if you're Rabbi Eliezer, you take care of all of your chiyuvim. Elamai, you see that it's a rishus. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's in Kuf Lamed Aleph, V'nir li da'achshav shekol Yisrael nagu b'zeh shavinu alayu kechova. Nowadays, it's a minhag that everybody does it, so we treat it like a chova. And he says, especially considering the power of the tefillah, since it's such a powerful tefillah, so they took it as a chiyuv to do because it's so powerful. Why would you not want to take advantage of that? And therefore, everybody accepted it like a chiyuv, similar to tefillah arvus rishus that has been accepted like a chiyuv. The Rabbeinu Bechai in Bamidbar Perek Zayin Pasachav Beis goes through the three ideas in Tachnun, or three elements of Tachnun, and he talks about Tachnun reflects a sense of Mora Hashchina, it reflects a sense of showing absolute Hachna'a, it reflects a sense of harnessing all of our emotions toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so it's a really, really big Chashva Tefillah, but it's only Rishus, right? So why do women not do it? For those women that don't do it, why is it that women don't do it? So one possibility is, it's a Rishus, so they choose not to do it. They're cutting out different parts of Tefillah that they're not obligated in, so the first thing you'd cut is something that's a Rishus. So it's likely, and I, the Aruch HaShulchan said, Shavino like Kuchova. Maybe women were never Shavino like Kuchova. The women never accepted it as a Chiv, only the men accepted it as a Chiv. But still, considering its power and considering its potency, you would think that they would want to do it. So maybe there's a little more. So Rabbi Falk in Chuvas Mechz Aliyo, Simchav, Chel Galv Simchav, writes, he says the purpose of Tachnun is to reflect that we daven in three different modes. We daven with a nefilas apayim, we daven sitting, and we daven standing. And miyushav mu'umad and mid nefilas apayim. And therefore we say at the end of nefilas apayim, v'anachnu lo neda manase, meaning we davened in every mode possible. More than that, we don't know what to do, so ribono shel olam, we just turn to you. That's what the end of Tachnun is about. We don't know what else to do. We already daven sitting down, all psukim zimmer and brachos kriyas shema and kriyas shema. We already daven standing up, shmona esrei. We already daven b'nefilas apayim. What else? What else can we do? So says Rabbi Falk, it could be that women are not obligated in all those other parts of tefillah. He says nashim in chayavos b'kriyas shema v'lo b'brachse v'lo gam lo b'psukim zimra k'tekasav nulel b'shem aposkim. There are poskim that hold that they're part from almost every part of tefillah. Nimtzu shlonis chayv klal b'ayin. So the whole theme of Tachnun, which is we tried everything, is not really no get to women, because they haven't tried everything, because they don't have to try everything. They don't have any chiyuv of tefillah sitting down. So they're also lo yischayvu. It might also be that it's part of a bigger issue of bodily contortions not done by women, meaning considering the history of Tachnun was nefilas apayim on the ground, so in many places the minig is that women don't bow at Korim and Yom Kippur and the Avoda either, that they don't go, they don't bow down on the ground. Rav Shechta told us that Rav Soloveitchik said the first time he ever heard of women bowing at Korim was in was when he went to Berlin. But growing up, he had never seen it. I don't know when he would have seen it, you know, it's behind the mechitza. But he said he never heard of such a thing. But only when he got to Berlin, and it just wasn't done in Eastern Europe. And he thought it relates to the fact that Ishtachavah was in the Azara. We say Va'akarnim Va'am Ha'omdim Ba'Azara, and women weren't in the Azara. But it could be that it's a tznius issue also, meaning that it's a matter of contorting the body in such a way that's just not something that women do. It's beneath, I guess, the dignity or the tznius of a woman. So it could be that that's why it's not done, considering that that's how, historically how it was done. So at the end of the day, in the Shuvas Mechz Aliyo, he concludes, V'lechein b'lo raya shekiblo alayu yesh lomar shalom eskabalei tzal anashim v'cheinu aminag. Without a raya that they were mekabalei tzal anashim, we have to to assume that they were not mekabler zechova, and therefore they are patura. So that is the best explanation I got for why women don't say tachlun. Everyone have a great day.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
It's the new year. Time to make a positive change in your life.
I went to My Computer Career because I needed job security.
Because I wanted a career in cybersecurity.
I went to My Computer Career because IT jobs are everywhere.
My old job was going nowhere.
I went because I didn't want college loans for the rest of my life.
Because I wanted a career for the rest of my life.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Financial aid available for qualified students, including the GI Bill. 529 college savings plans accepted. Not available in Washington State.